Well, with that being said, we're going to continue on with the show. We should have Boss Hawk Sean Naylor calling in here in a little bit. We do have Rat Pack Sports Show's own Mr. William Graves. He is on the line with us, and I'm going to welcome him in right now. What's going on, brother?
Man, just sitting here, just listening to the NBA talk. You know, as always, you know, listening to Nicholas Lane talk a little bit of NBA and everything. You know, you always learn something. He is without a doubt the guru of the NBA.
All right, man. So, yeah. So I'm messing around with this volume. Hopefully, this thing figures itself out, man. So if the volume is like peaking in and out, high low, you know, static, no static. I'm trying the best that I can on my end to not have that issue. So that is that. But we got sports to continue to talk about. But before we continue on with this show, we're going to take a five-minute recess, and we're going to come back on the other side, and we'll continue this show here live, Rat Pack Sports Show, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, and also on RatPackSports.com. We'll be back. All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. That sounds a lot better. I don't know what I did during the break, but that sounds a lot better. All the static is gone. My voice sounds a lot clearer. And we are back. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, and we are also streaming on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app, as well as other means of streaming as well. You can find us on Podbean. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on the TuneIn app. You can find us in a multitude of places here for the Rat Pack Sports Show. So with that being said, let's continue on. We got Nicholas Lane, who was just on us to get into some NBA. I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. And we're about to dial it back in, head into some NFL, because we have Boss Hogg Sean Naylor, who's going to be calling in here in a short time. So we got William Graves on the line with us, and we're going to get into some NFL, and as we did last week, and I guess we're going to continue this conversation here on the show this week. Aaron Rodgers, again, in the news, obviously, his situation seems to be the most important topic in sports. Not just in sports, but seem to be in politics. And I really don't understand why, because Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to tell nobody anything. It wouldn't matter to me if he'd have kept his mouth shut and not said nothing when they asked him a question in the summer. And it didn't matter to me about his answer. And it sure didn't matter to me that, you know, he caught COVID and had to tell people that, no, he didn't get the vaccine. He got alternative treatment options over the summer. And people just went crazy. Listen, folks, we're in November of 2021. We're almost 2 years deep. We're almost 2 years deep in the pandemic. And I don't know anymore or why we're making a big deal of somebody catching COVID. I mean, at this point, everybody should know that whether you're a professional athlete or a regular everyday person, transmission is going to happen. It doesn't matter if you got the vaccine. It doesn't matter if you didn't get the vaccine. Transmission is going to happen. It don't matter what type of measures you take, because it don't matter. Like, people are catching it. The most cautious people are catching COVID. And it's just sports. It's just now a part of life. It's just now a part of life and how we, you know, handle it and deal with it from this point on. Are we going to continue to do the same things that hasn't worked? Or are we just going to adapt like human beings, like through the course of history, we've been forced to adapt to all types of viruses and diseases that has, you know, come about the human race. So my point is this. I'm a regular person, just like William Graves and everybody that's listening to this show.
Excuse me?
You hear
regular
me?
Person?
Yeah, regular person. I'm no different.
I think not, sir.
I'm no different.
I am an alien.
Okay.
I am from Neptune.
Hey, I'm not discriminating. But my point I'm making here is this, and I have the same antennas about sports media that I have with just regular media. Is you're gonna beat the dead horse, you're gonna create a story when it's not a story, and you're gonna push. You're gonna push whatever you want to push.
Derek, I want you to think back.
Yeah,
and I want you to go back in our shows, and this was well before. As you and all the listeners know, my mom passed because of COVID and everything, and even before that, I am still going to say the same thing I did then. I'm going to say it now. Yes, this is a horrible virus. Yes, it is. 110%.
Yep.
But we need to treat this just like you would get sick with anything else. Be cautious.
Yeah.
Be cautious.
Yeah, from day one. That's, you know, the main thing we've all approached, you know, preached in a lot of people. It's just, you know, sanitary, you know.
I'm a
grown man, and I know sometimes when I'm at work, or I'm at the store, I'm using the restroom, you know, I wash my hands. I've always done this because I have a dirty
thing.
But I have a dirty job. My hands are in the water. I'm dealing with concrete. Yeah. I'm dealing with dirt. I'm dealing with mud. I'm dealing with all kind of stuff at work. So
I gotta
wash my hands two or three different times. I always sanitize my hand. We got sanitizing wipes in our trucks at all times.
Oh yeah.
Now let
me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you carry the sanitizer wipes in your truck before the pandemic? I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing, and man, Derek, I cannot tell you how much I really hope you get this other show launched real soon, because I have so much to say. I really do. But anyways, what they were telling us to do to combat the COVID virus.
Yeah, we all.
I'm sorry. It's stuff that we should have been doing all the time.
All along.
Come on, man. We have to be told to wash our hands?
Yeah. Yeah,
we do. Bro, I don't know about you, but the last time I was told to wash my hands, I was like 6 years old.
Listen. When I say this, and I'm going to say this in a way where people can understand, I'm a grown man. When I was smaller, I got my behind beat for not washing my hands before I ate. And when I came in the house from playing outside, it's the way I grew up. I be in the bathroom at times. It don't matter where I'm at. I'll be using the bathroom. Somebody come in, they use the bathroom, they leave the bathroom. No water.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even wash their hands, bro. These are grown men. Some of these guys.
You know what? Honestly, Derek, I just saw it today.
Older than I am.
I mean, I don't know how old the guy was, but he was.
I know he was older.
He was an adult.
And this is every day. I mean, so. Name of the game is just, you know, keep your hands clean, you know, be sanitary. And a lot of these, and I'm not just talking about, you know, COVID, because all of these viruses are transmitted the same way. They all are. If you just keep, you know, be sanitary and wash your hands and, you know, be courteous when you're around people, when you're coughing and you're sneezing. And like I said, this ain't just a COVID thing. Like, this is just normal stuff. You know, people cough, they sneeze, they don't cover their mouth. They sneeze in their hands, they don't wash their hands, they go to touching stuff. I mean,
and that's the thing, you know, I just retired from the restaurant industry after 26 years. And, you know, and the thing is that, man, look, like you, I cannot tell you how many times I wash my hand. I was washing my hands per day, and I still do it now. I still do it now. If I had to take a guess, I would say in a 1 hour time span of working in the restaurant in the kitchen, I bet you I washed my hands at least 20 to 25 times.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, same for me. I don't wash my hands quite that much, But every time I'm every time I'm not working or I take a break or something like that, to eat, get a drink, I wash my hands. I wash. But, it's a habit. So,
well, you know, and the other thing is that, you know, I mean, a lot of people, like you said, you know, they cough into their hand, into their hands. Well, you know, I mean, working in the restaurant for so long, they kind of beat this into you to not cough into your hands, but cough into the curve of your elbow.
Yeah.
And everything. And, you know, and that, and even now, that's what I do. And when I go to cough, I lift my arm up and, you know, and I cover my mouth with my arm, you know, and I mean, now, yes, are the germs there on my clothes? Well, yeah, they are. But I don't know about you, but I wash my clothes at least once a week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now my jacket and everything, you know, maybe not as much as I should, but the fact still remains that, you know, it's on your clothes. I mean, your clothes are not exactly going to, I'm not going to say that they don't touch other people, but it's less likely that the sleeve of the inside sleeve of your coat, if you coughed into it, it's less likely that it's going to touch somebody else's hand rather than you walking up and shaking somebody's hand. I mean, Derek,
I know
this is where common sense comes in.
Yeah, but that a lot of that is lost, and I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I'm sorry to say it, but that is just the bona fide truth. That is far gone. That is far gone, and there's none of that anymore. And the people that do get called out, they get labeled, they get questioned, and you know what? It doesn't even matter. It at this point, like, and I know we talking sports, but the Aaron Rodgers subject brought it up, so we gonna venture into left field for a couple minutes.
Okay.
Not that deep.
I still really want you to get that other show.
Not that deep. The other show coming. Not that deep. Just with the comment I'm finna make. Because I ain't afraid to say this. I ain't afraid to say this because it's just me being called what people, you know, what people really think. So okay, how am I going to say this without, forget it. I'm just going to say it.
Why are you worried about being politically
correct? I'm a 43-year-old black male.
43?
Yeah, 43. Black male.
Oh, dude, I thought you was like 39.
No, thank you. Appreciate that. But I'm a 43-year-old black male, and as a black person, you're expected to think a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Either that or you're called a ventriloquist.
Yeah. Well. Don't worry, that's
coming in the next show.
When you don't share the same thoughts, you don't share the same ideals as people of your race, or the same upbringing, the same background, because I'm going deep with it. People you've been friends with a long time. This is the social media aspect of where we're at today. There's people I grew up with that I consider best friends. Some of them I consider like brothers. I've known 20, almost 30 years. Right? We get on.
Yeah.
I have an opinion about something. And automatically, because I don't share the same opinion, because I'm supposed to feel and think a certain way because of my skin color, I get called out the names that, you know, people my color get talked about. I watched this film about 18 months ago. And it was a film called Uncle Tom. Now, I watched this film. It was recommended through somebody I know. And I watched the film. That film. They had people like, here we go. Officer Tatum, Candace Owens, Larry Elder. And it was a couple other really, really popular black voices for as far as, you know, politics, talking about the history of, you know, the black culture and things that you wouldn't necessarily hear from the other side, you know, history-wise, things that historically don't necessarily get talked about that should get talked about. It's a great film. I recommend anybody to watch it. You know, it'll open your eyes, because all of these people in these films are black people. And they're just giving you history, facts, back, you know, about, you know, black history and politics and the system, the way the system is set up. So because I felt, you know, feel a certain way about different things, in my past, I would say I wouldn't necessarily even talk politics, because from day one, I always understood there's divides in this country, and one of them is politics, the other one is religion. When you start talking about those two, disagreements could get ugly, because one side, you can't believe what the other side say, and then on the religious side, you can't question anything. So My best friends, people that I consider brothers, felt like, you know, I was a sellout. I was an Uncle Tom. I was a coon. I don't know how many people know these friends. You got Google. You can find. I'm not going to go into depth with this stuff because this is a sports show. But I want to go down that road a little bit. Let y'all know, like, you know, when you have a difference of opinion, hey, we get attacked too. And this dials all the way back to the whole situation that started this conversation with Aaron Rodgers. People say, Aaron, you should have said something in August, when you was questioned that you weren't vaccinated. What difference does it make? If you'd have said it in August, the same people that's got a problem with today would have been acting the same way in August. So
yep.
What difference does it make that back then he said pretty much it's none of your business? He said he's been immunized, which Now we know that he went and did some alternative therapy in over the summer.
Okay.
Which basically is probably some, you know, monoclonal antibodies. I know people talk about I forget what's the name of the stuff now, but they call it the horse deworming or whatever. Ivermectin. He must have had something like that done. Whether he had it done or not, to me, I don't care. And I don't think it's anybody's business to worry about what somebody else's decisions they made for their own personal health.
You know.
So while everybody else is making a big deal about Aaron Rodgers, oh, he wasn't honest, he wasn't this, it doesn't matter. Is it you? No. Whatever decision you made the decision for you in the store. What Aaron Rodgers does with his personal health is his decision, end of story. It doesn't matter.
The thing is that I mean everybody's personal health. I mean, when if you're sick and you go out among people and everything like that, obviously that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But the, you know, and I mean, and, you know, and look, I personally got the vaccine. I didn't have any side effects or anything like that. But this is, and I say that because I still feel that it is a personal choice. I made my choice based on my research, based on what I found out, and I was comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to ask you if you've been vaccinated, but if you were vaccinated, same thing. You looked at it. You made a choice based on what you found. If you hadn't been vaccinated, same thing. You looked at it. You made a choice based on your personal beliefs and your personal decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and you know, and I really would like to see everybody get the vaccine. But I would love that, because I mean it's not going. The vaccine is not a cure all. It's not a 100% that you're never going to catch this virus. But it does help fight. It does help fight it, and this is where I got so mad at about the message that was being sent out, is that they were making it sound like, well, if you get the vaccine, you're never going to get the virus.
Yeah,
and it's
over with.
And I was like, no, that's not what this is going to do.
But
and me personally, that's the biggest problem that I have had from the start of this pandemic till now, is the messaging and the misinformation that is out there.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and you know, to your point, a lot of people went right off of that message that you said, and that was the main reason why they did it, because they said, well, if I get it, then we could get back to normal. Well, what is normal? I mean, we're sitting at almost 2 years, and some places are still trying to institute mandates. I mean, you know, lockdowns, social distancing.
You know,
Look,
social distancing, I don't know about you, man, but I've never been one to be right up in somebody's personal
life. I go to sports events, and I'm okay there, and you know, but I don't do concerts. I don't, you know, do nightclubs. I don't, you know, do all that stuff. I don't necessarily like huge crowds of people. I don't like people on top of me. So in that sense, I've never been a big, you know, crowd person myself. And I'd rather sit, you know, by myself. Mind my own business. I don't like to be you know, touching shoulders with people. I don't really like that. Mm-hmm. I've never liked that. Even when I was even when I was younger, I never was, you know, big into that. But a lot of people, you know, with this pandemic, I heard it myself. I work, you know, with a lot of people, and I talk to a lot of people a lot. And, you know, I hear it all the time. I'm just going to do it. Because I'm just, you know, tired of being pressured and doing this and that and this and that. This conversation is for the Breaking Bread show that we will be debuting here pretty soon. but I'm just going to say this, and I'm gonna put it in a sports term. Professional sports. Youth sports, middle school, high school, college. These COVID measures, and I'm a coach, so I've you know, firsthand. I'm not talking out of just to be talking. Okay, so. I got a team. We play in a game. They, for four quarters, they on the court battling, knocking each other down, running into each other, doing all this, doing all that. What you do when you play football and you play basketball, contact sports? Then they have to go to the bench. And they got to wear masks while they on the bench. Then when they go back in the game, they can take the mask off. Then when the game over with, you won't even let them line up and shake hands, but yet they've been bumping bodies for an hour and a half. I'm not saying don't take your precautions. But, and what is that? Because to me, it's the biggest head scratcher ever. What are you stopping? What are you stopping? And you got Aaron Rodgers, these professional athletes, they doing the same thing. And then when they go in the locker rooms and speak on camera, they have to wear their masks. And I'm pretty sure every single last person in them rooms are vaccinated. Just about. Then they on the bench. They go in the game, they come out the game, they sit on the bench mask. Then they mad at Aaron Rodgers because when he on the sideline, he ain't wearing his mask. But he practicing with his teammates all week long. He getting tested every day. He taking all the measures that he's supposed to be doing. And people still mad. Well, he's putting other people's lives in danger. I don't want to sound ignorant, because I'm not. I don't want to sound mean, because I'm not that person. But for almost 2 years, I'm going to say 18 months, because 2 years will be around about March of next year. So for 18 months strong, we've been in the pandemic, taking all these measures. We done went through a lockdown. People done went through losing their jobs. People done went through being out of work, living off of unemployment, kids being out of school, all that to protect ourselves against COVID. All the measures we've taken, all the steps they've taken, all the people that have gotten the vaccine, all the people who've caught the virus naturally. And yet, 18 months, we sitting here, and we got people that fails to acknowledge natural immunity. Like, it never existed. And science says otherwise. Everybody say trust the science. But you only trust it if it's coming from one side of the table. If it comes from the other side of the table, that ain't it. Like, I know a lot of people in this country and around the world getting tired. You know, they're getting tired. What else can we do? What more measures can we take? It's supposed to be in 2 weeks to curb, 2 weeks to stop the spread, 2 weeks turn into 2 years. It's still here. It ain't going nowhere. We're going to have our, ups. We're going to have our downs. We're going to have waves. Everything is in waves. All viruses, all illnesses has their waves. This is a coronavirus. Just like the flu has its seasons. We got to figure out how to live with this thing and we got to figure out how to live with it. I mean, it's at the end of the day, Breaking Bread will be debuting soon. And it ain't just going to be my opinion. It ain't going to just be William's opinion. It may not necessarily be the opinion of somebody that even agree with what we saying. But it will be an avenue for everybody to have a voice. Agree to disagree, because that's what we should do as people. We're not all the same. We're not made to be equal. We're not made to think the same. So there's nothing wrong with having a disagreement, agreeing to disagree. There's nothing wrong with another different opinion. So we would welcome anybody on, whether you agree or disagree with us, just like here on the Rap Passport Show. You got an opinion, you come on. We don't care if you disagree with us. Come on, make your point. Keep it clean. And we good. Ain't no grudges, ain't no ill wills. That's just what we do here, man. So Breaking Bread is gonna be about that. And I think everybody is gonna enjoy the show, because it's gonna be something different. But as I said before, and we're gonna get back into sports. And I told y'all we was going to go a little bit left tonight for this reason. But what we will do is welcome everybody. And, you know, whether we, you know, you get off the phone with us and you still disagree, fine. It doesn't, you know, it's a conversation. And everything should be a conversation. I'm sick and tired of having debates, and every time you have a debate with somebody, if you don't agree with them, you're stupid. Or the disfavor one, where you get that information from? If I can back it up, don't matter where I got it from. It's the internet. You can get this information anywhere. But it's going to be deep on there. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be deep on this show, and we probably going to ruffle some feathers. We probably gonna ruffle some feathers. Matter of fact, I guarantee you, we will ruffle some feathers. And maybe we don't stay on that long, because we probably say something that get us banned. Cause they like to do that now too. So, we'll see. But we're gonna try to keep it clean enough to appeal to everybody, and even the haters. You know, that's what we plan to do. But let's move on, because I was going to go down another rabbit hole. I decided not to. It's 11 o'clock. We only got about 30 to 40 minutes left on the show. So I want to get into some NFL and such not. So let me...